Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to be back in the house with you. How was your weekend? Did you do a little bit of traveling, take a short three-day weekend? Did you cruise in your automobile? What was the experience like? This is one of those songs that can just help you really find any number of sweet moods. Cruising down the road, chilling with the one you love. Relaxing with the one you love. Maybe that's what this one is for now. Maybe we can cruise down the highway at a later date. But now, let's take a look at what people look for in a partner. What do you look for? What did you look for? Did you get most of what you wanted in a partner? Did you get all of what you wanted in an intimate partner, your special someone? And then, of course, there's that other question. Did you get almost none of what you wanted in a partner? That can be painful. Oh, you talk about dark days. You know what you want, and you know what characteristics you're looking for in the person. You know the quality of the character you're looking for in the person you plan to spend the rest of your life with. And somewhere down the road, you find out that not only did that person not bring to the altar the qualities that you were looking for, the qualities you were desiring, the qualities that most of us actually need in an intimate partner. You got the opposite of what you wanted. You knew what you wanted. You knew what you wanted to avoid. You knew what you wanted that person to bring to the altar. Wherever you went to say your vows. And you knew what you did not want that person to bring. And some end up with a person who gives them little to nothing of the good. And much of the bad or all of the bad that they did not want. Remember what I shared with you. I just recently began to share this, but I definitely plan to share it more often. But when it comes to these messed up relationships, and we're trying to decide what we're going to do, do we go ahead and get out of the relationship, move on with our lives? Or do we give it just one more try? One more try for 5 more months. 2 years later, we're saying, okay, let's give it another try. 10 years later, the person that we've decided to spend our forever with hadn't changed at all. But we're still working at it. We're still working at it. 28 years later, that person still hasn't come around. What do we do? Well, this is what I say. When we're trying to decide whether to hang in there or get out, don't let go too soon. Don't hold on too long. Don't let go too soon. Don't hold on too long. And you may need someone to help you think through that. Decipher everything that's going on and help you reach a decision as to whether it's too soon to leave, whether to stay in there any longer would be holding on too long. You may not need any help with that decision. It may be clear enough without needing any input from anyone else. You know what you've been observing. You know what you've been experiencing, and you know, no. This is only bad. This is all bad. Time for me to leave. And when you know that, you know that. Just keep in mind, just remember, don't let go too soon. Don't hold on too long. What do we really want from our partners? Psychology Today helps us kind of narrow it down, break it down, put it all together. You know, we think about these human mate preferences. And although they're basically going to be general in nature, we can narrow them down and, you know, somewhat make it a bit specific to what I as an individual are looking for, what you as an individual are looking for. After all, each of us can speak to what we personally find attractive and compatible in a partner. And you might be tempted to say, well, you know what? My eyes see that person very differently than the one who married them does. You may or may not see the person as physically attractive, but the one who married him or her may see that person as very attractive physically. You may not know much about what that person is like on the inside, but the one who has spent time with him or her may have tapped into, may have connected with, may have discovered a gem on the inside. And I don't mean a potential gem, an actual gem. The person is a gem right now. For some, what might be a person who's handsome or beautiful in a particular way, hey, that's what you're looking for. Nothing wrong with that. For others, though, the primary focus might be a special, positive personality characteristic. Either way, we tend to think that each of us seeks some trait or combination of traits is completely different and distinct. But beneath that, there are certain categories of features that we all consider when choosing a romantic partner. So we all pick something unique, but after selecting from some standard types of partners and traits. I mean, think about it. There can't be but so many traits that we're looking for, whether physical, inward, or both. So by knowing the general categories that people tend to use to evaluate mates or potential mates, we may be in a better position to make some specific selections when it comes to our own partners. But check this out. You all have often heard me talk about the importance of not only wanting a partner who is trustworthy, but making sure that you yourself are worthy of trust. You know, you want to be trusted. It's important to be worthy of that trust. And we have so many women and men who want to be trusted, but they know they're not worthy of that trust. You talk about a relationship destroyer, a person who is not worthy of trust. And believe me when I say, there are plenty of women and plenty of men who are not worthy of the trust that's been vested in them. They're not worthy of the trust that they want. It never ceases to amaze me to observe a person, to watch a person who makes it their business to be untrustworthy and then get upset when they're not trusted. That is so crazy. They make sure that their lifestyle makes it clear they're not worthy of trust. And not only do they continue to want to be trusted, but get mad when it becomes clear that the person they want to trust them does not trust them, because of their untrustworthiness. And so rather than change and become worthy of the trust, in their arrogance, in their haughtiness, in their pride, they get mad at the other person for not accepting them as they are and actually trusting them despite the fact that they're not worthy of the trust. What foolishness. Part of the reason I mention that is because it's not just about finding out or discovering, determining what you will find desirable in the other person, but it's also important to determine what the other person, whoever that person may be, even if you haven't met that person yet, may find desirable in you. That's one of the things I really liked about one of the guests we had on this program, I guess about 3 or 4 years ago, when she and her husband actually joined us, and they were talking about relationships. And one of the things she talked about is that after her first marriage broke up, they were divorced, and she had been out of the dating scene for a while and finally decided that at some point she would want to re-enter the dating scene. She would be willing to consider a remarriage, not to that same person, but marrying someone else again. She started giving a lot of attention not only to what she was looking for, what qualities she was looking for in that next man who might be the one to put a ring on her finger, but she started really focusing on what she could do to make herself appealing, and not just physically appealing, not just physically attractive, but she really began to focus on what changes she needed to make on the inside, the inner woman, to be genuinely appealing. She wasn't interested in playing games. She wanted to be truly attractive on the inside. And she started working on that. It would be so much better if we had more women and more men who would make that commitment to truly be good people on the inside. Knowing general categories so that we have a good idea of what to look for, have a good idea of what others are looking for, so we can be ready. The idea that there are universal ideals or dimensions in mate preference actually emerged from some research by Fletcher and Associates in two studies. This team asked some undergraduate studies to list and then rate ideal romantic partner characteristics. And using factor analysis on the results, the researchers found three underlying dimensions that the participants considered when describing their mate preferences. One was warmth and trustworthiness. I was just talking about trustworthiness. You all have heard me talk about that off and on for years now. That's huge. Trustworthiness is so huge, and there are so few people who fit the bill. Warmth and trustworthiness. This category, though, contains quite a few descriptions. When you talk about warmth and trustworthiness, they're really looking at understanding, the person being supportive, being considerate, kind, being a good listener, being sensitive and trustworthy, being warm, affectionate, reliable. How many of you have found that when it comes to the partner who you've chosen, you can't rely on them because they're not worthy of your trust? Friendly, communicative, honest. Generally speaking, if you found someone who is not worthy of your trust, you have found someone who is not honest. And you find someone who's not worthy of your trust, they're not honest, they're not reliable. But within this category of warmth, trustworthiness, it goes on. They want the person to be mature, stable, romantic, broad-minded, easygoing, and self-aware. All right, let me share those with you again. See where you fit in this. As far as what you're looking for and as far as what you yourself are. Warmth, trustworthiness. Looking for a person who is understanding, supportive, considerate, kind, a good listener. How many of you have come across a person who will let you talk? They may or may not cut you off half the time, but even if they do let you talk and finish your sentence, you can tell they weren't really paying attention to you. They were just giving you the opportunity to finish what you had to say so that they could resume where they left off. Sensitive, trustworthy, warm, affectionate, reliable, friendly, communicative, honest, mature, stable, romantic, broad-minded, easygoing, and self-aware. Another category. We're going to take a look when we come back. What do you suppose that broad, the next broad category would be. We're going to look again first at three broad categories, and we'll talk about, you know, what each of those broad categories includes. But broad categories, what are you looking for? What are people looking for? We've talked about warmth and trustworthiness. What's next?